3 points. Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero! Let's call it Shearer's header! And talk about an instant impact! Arsenal really are motoring now!
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host Reggie. Tonight we have Joe on the phone and we have a lot of things to talk about. We're going to run down some of the races within Europe. We're going to talk about TFC's opener, if it was disappointing or not. We'll also hit upon other issues within the world of football. And of course, we'll talk about what everyone's talking about, and that's this Super League. So stay tuned for that. But guys, as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com. Football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L weekly.com. You can subscribe to download our episodes. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. We're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts. We're on Audible. We're on every platform you use to download podcasts. You can subscribe to us on Twitter, the @ Football Weekly Pod, all one word. You can subscribe to us on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. So guys, a lot to talk about. Let's get into it. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this.
I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again. So watch it. Drink it in.
Jack Wilshere, Cazorla, Giroud. Giroud again. Jack Wilshere. It's stunning from Arsenal.
Hey guys, my name is Alex Comsia. I play for North Carolina FC, and you're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Not a lot to talk about this week, Joe, so we'll keep it very short, very brief. We'll hit TFC. We'll hit a little bit about the races, and that's about it, I think. Nothing big happened this week, I don't think.
No, nothing. Yeah. First of all, everybody, we get it. Like, we will talk about it too. All good. A lot of people ask us, hey, you going to talk about it? Yes, we're going to talk about it. You know, I like that everybody tried to break everything this week, hey, Reggie? Everybody wanted to be first and break this, break that. And you know what? Like, let's just, right? Then I get you too. Like, oh, man. Like,
well,
I never had so many breaking news.
I was probably 30 seconds away from calling you saying, well, you know what? I think we should do a show tonight. And then I got home and I was like, nah, we'll do it on Friday.
Well, it's good to get more of the information out, but.
Well, exactly.
We will definitely touch upon that.
It's good to get more of the information out. To get more of the information in for us. It kind of stinks because, you know, we have the same opinions as most of the people out there, but it just sounds like we're regurgitating what's already been said. But these are our own opinions as well. Everybody probably is sick of hearing this, but like you said, people are asking us, are you going to talk about it? Like, yeah, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about it tonight. And what I'm talking about is TFC. No, I'm kidding. We're talking about Super League and all of that stuff. I can't wait to get into this. But you know what, Joe? We're going to start off. MLS started last week. We had high hopes for TFC. It was the 401 derby between Toronto FC and the I was going to call them the Montreal Impact, but I guess I can't do that.
We need Kamal to come out here and say Club de Foot
Club
Montreal,
de Foot de Montreal, or CF Montreal. We'll call it CFM. How about that?
Dare I say it's growing on me? Oh, everyone's going to throw stuff at me now. Relax. Club de Foot Montreal. I like the way Kamal said it. I'm sorry. I'm biased. You're just biased because you know him. Yeah, you're right.
Just think of Club Foot and you'll be fine. Club Foot. You'll be fine.
Club de Foot Montreal. Beautiful.
What do we think about that game? And that's the same lineup that started the Champions League, the CONCACAF Champions League, a couple of days before, right?
You know, I'm thinking of Liverpool Logan here and how he does make a lot of good points here. And when he talks about this stuff, and he says, you know, fans, we are so quick to just hammer. You know, Reggie, what happened? Club Lyon, same young team, beats the Liga MX champions in two legs. And what are we saying about this young team, Reggie? What are we saying? Wow, what a great performance. This is amazing. You know, these young guys. Bunch of guys, you know, TFC2 plus a few of these guys. So they do that in midweek. They go and play Club de Foot Montreal. And, you know, a rested, ready team. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're making excuses. I'm not making excuses. It's a young team. They simply ran out of gas. And even mentally, they're not, you know, they're not as grown up. They're not as mature. And they showed their growing pains. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Is this a panic button? No, I'm not pushing a panic button here. I really am not. I mean, yes, some of the young lads had a rough go. I understand that. But they came off two very impressive legs. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that. Yes, they didn't show well. The team did not play well in this game. Reggie, that's the understatement of the show.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting carried away with it yet. You know, the amount of messages I got to say, well, we're trash, we're this, we're that. And I said, you know, how many of you watched the games? Yeah. You know?
They look at the final score and then that's it, right? Yeah. You lost 14, you suck.
And they didn't watch. They didn't watch Club Leon. You know, those two legs. That has to be part and parcel of this. Yeah, it didn't go their way in the season opener. No doubt. Can we say this, Reggie? Mm-hmm. Let's get this out of the way. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Montreal Impact, ex-Montreal Impact, we'll call it, the Club de Foot Montréal, had a great performances by some Canadian kids, and that was great to see too.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And guys that we had on our show, right, in terms of Kamal Miller, he had a great game. I thought Kamal did very well. Zach Brogaard, mm-hmm. He was I think he was named in the MLS Team of the Week. It was fantastic. You know, coming off the under 23 performance, of course, Samuel Piet is in there and some other Canadians, yeah. Joel Waterman. But, you know, like, so again, give them credit there. Yes, we're talking about TFC. Reggie, am I wrong? Do you disagree with me in the sense that, yeah, not the best performance, oh man, but can we just keep a little perspective here? Or am I off base here, Reggie? You tell me.
Joe, no team's going to go undefeated. I'd rather lose the first game of the season than the last game of our season, if you understand what I'm saying. You're going to lose games. I'm fine with the team that was put out. I'm not fine with them losing, but I can accept it more than if this was Osorio and Pozuelo and Bradley
all
if they were playing and we played like that, that'd be different.
What I'm saying is, Reg, you're right. They were missing Mavinga.
Right. Exactly.
You know, Osorio,
right.
Josie Altidore, Pozuelo, right. The list goes on. Right.
The MVP, guys, the MVP of the league last year is missing from your team. Like, everyone take it easy. Six guys missing out of 11. Relax.
Thank you. And here comes Reggie, you know, Reggie's point here every week about, I can't see the game. So here's what happens, Reg. Everybody, and here's a great argument for this, and I know the one soccer guys are going to say, listen, I got my subscription, so stay off me, okay? Here's what I'm saying. Everybody watched that game. More TFC fans watched the game on TSN and the major broadcast last Saturday. No doubt. And Reggie, that is not a Kreskin statement. And if you guys don't know what Kreskin is, guys, Google. It's really good for our younger guys. Okay, sorry. But, you know, more people watched that because it was readily available. Okay, right. So everybody saw that game. Like, man, what's wrong with us this year? I said, did you know that we beat Club Leon, like, in two legs? And we advanced.
Nobody, you couldn't see the game. That's why nobody knows.
And that's the point, Reggie. So all they're saying, all their point of reference is just this, you know, performance.
Right.
And you know what? I always say this, and people say to me, "Ah, you're biased because you know the kids." Yeah, I think kids need a break. I think these young kids, no matter if they're playing for Vancouver, Montreal, Toronto, etc. Yeah, they do need times to time to grow and time to make those mistakes. Hey guys, I see it in much higher leagues. You know, trust me, I'm an AC Milan fan. I'm looking at young teams and young players make mistakes all the time and inconsistencies. So give them a break. Listen, there were mistakes in it, but let's also give Montreal a ton of credit too. And it is Zachary Brogaard made the MLS Team of the Week, and like I said. I'm not ready. I'm ready to live through this. Like you said, Reggie, if we lost this game, if TFC lost this game with all those big guns in there, we got a problem.
Right. So we're waiting for we're waiting for six of our starting 11 to come back and the MVP. So I'm good with that. I'm good with that. So we'd be playing.
They got this week,
we play Reggie. Vancouver this week. We're playing in the States. So I was thinking like, oh, we're going to do this Vancouver, Montreal thing, but we're in the States anyway. So we can play, anybody. So we just starting off with the two other Canadian teams and then we'll move on to the other teams and hopefully, you know, we get some players back. I think Josie's back for this game. So regardless, we'll see what it does, but not worried in the least. First game of the season. I'm glad we scored two goals even, so. Doesn't matter, but hey, and our
boy Richie 4-1 or 4-2,
and Richie Larea got the second goal. Right? So, There you go.
Yeah, well, we had a do-over penalty, thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
That Marky Delgado stepped up to score the penalty. I think it was Marky Delgado, right, Reg?
It was. He was taking over for Oro. What a horror show that penalty shot was. Oh my God.
It's like everybody trying to do the Jorginho PK now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he misses. Marky Delgado scores, and then you're right. And hey, that's the guy that we've been talking about for a long time. But don't worry. I am sure other people will take a ton of credit.
Yeah, of course.
And they'll say, hey, you know, and it's true. But anyway, yes. Check the tape, roll the tape. Reggie and Joe were talking about Richie Larea way back, you know, when he was drafted by Orlando, finally got a chance. And hey, Richie continues his climb. Great goal. And I don't know, Reg, I just don't see him staying with TFC much longer. He keeps performing like this.
Well, I hope he doesn't leave before we win another MLS Cup, but that's yet to be seen. And that's just being selfish on my part. But let's get to the races because we got a lot. I'm amped up. I have so much to say. So let's get to the races right now.
Okay, so let's get to my agony. And the agony is this. First of all, I wish I was a neutral in this. The Serie A race, not for the title per se, but for the races between, you know, the 2 and 5. So obviously the 3 Champions League spots other than Inter who will win the Scudetto pretty much. They're 11 points up, by the way. But you have AC Milan in second place with 66 points. Mm-hmm. Atalanta, 65. Juventus, 65. Napoli with their win yesterday. Huge win over Lazio. That fixture just means goals. 5-2 win over Lazio with 63 points. Unbelievable. 66, 65, 65, 63. I'm scared. If you're a Milan fan, you should be scared because they got to play Juventus, got to play Atalanta, got to play Lazio on Monday. Atalanta plays Roma, Reg, really quickly. It should have been about 7-0, 7-0. Mm-hmm. Luis Muriel misses a sitter. Atalanta was just rolling. They get a red card. Robin Gosens, double yellow. And you know football, Reg. If you don't score that second goal, what happens? Comes back the other way.
Yes, of course.
And Brian Cristante, with some Canadian roots there too, scores for Roma, 1-1. So this is football. So that race is crazy. Of course, we have the game, a major game on Monday between AC Milan and Lazio, which involves the big teams in the top 5 there. So you know my prediction. You know what I'm thinking. I want to move on from that. But, you know, it's great to see. If you're a neutral, this is great. If you're a fan of one of those teams, it is gut-wrenching.
You're going to be so surprised one day, man. You're going to be so surprised one day.
I'll leave it at this. Inter Milan, we know where they are. Atalanta, undisputable. What a team. This Ruslan Malinovsky impresses me more and more each game. Mm-hmm. You know, it's incredible. Look out for Napoli. They are playing some serious football right now. Lorenzo Insigne, Dries Mertens, Fabian Ruiz, Koulibaly. I mean, this team and really playing well. And there's Reno Gattuso. You know, I thought he was really hard done by missing the Champions League spot by 1 point a couple of years ago with AC Milan. And here he is with Napoli creeping up into that. So we'll see. But yeah, that race is tight. We move, Reg.
We move.
Are we moving to La Liga? We're going to talk about a tough race there. Wow, Reggie. First of all, let's make this very clear. Reggie, a couple of years ago or a year ago, was like, oh, La Liga, I don't like this. And now, Reggie, of course.
What are you going to bring that again, up? What are you going to bring that up?
I couldn't. There's another thing that we disagree on. We all know where Joe and Reggie disagree on. Okay. It's that bald headed manager of Man City. But, you know, we're not going to get to that today. We have way too much to talk about. No. But here we go with La Liga. Reggie's a believer. He's a believer. Finally, but we're happy that he's here.
Beautiful football, beautiful weather. You know,
look at this guy. He was killing this league a couple of years ago. So let's get to the table. Reggie, we got Reggie's Atletico Madrid. Reggie, can I call them your Atletico Madrid?
Of course you can. They are.
They are. They're Reggie's Atletico. They're in first, followed by, who do you think's in second, Reggie? Do you know? Do you even know?
It's the other team. It's the other team from Madrid.
So is that what you're saying, Reggie? Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. And I'll even tell you there are 3 points behind them. How about that?
Wow, Reggie. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Barcelona at with 68 points.
Yeah.
Barcelona has a game in hand.
They do.
Right?
They do.
We right with that, guys?
They do. And Sevilla is right there too, right? So
Lionel Messi with another 2 goals yesterday. Anyway. Some fabulous stuff. They're playing some good stuff. Real Madrid right in there, of course. Real Madrid with the only one with Champions League football. Surprise. We'll talk about that.
Right.
So that race is ever so tight. It is definitely a three-horse race. Mm-hmm. And, hey, Sevilla, like you said, Reggie, you're right. So the top four, the top four are solidified there. And you're right, Sevilla in with a shout too.
Yeah, so, Champions League spot, right? So good for them.
Yeah. I think we got to go to the league that we really are on this year a lot.
Bundesliga.
I've made no qualms about that. It's becoming one of my favorites. Sorry, it's not my favorite in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, for sure.
And now again, here's where we're gonna get. You know, yes, Bayern's gonna win again. I know you're all shocked. They have a 10-point lead. We get it. But there's Borussia Dortmund. And Reggie, they were, you know, struggling to get into a Champions League spot. They are now 4 points behind Frankfurt. And I believe they play Wolfsburg this week.
Seven games to go. I think there's six or seven.
There's seven, yeah, six or seven, right, Reg?
Yeah, and they do play Wolves. They play Wolfsburg tomorrow.
Nine thirty a.m. start if you're in Southern Ontario or the Eastern Standard Time Zone.
But look, as you get down to this time of the season, every game's a big game.
Well, you know what, Reg? You have Leipzig with it, like, you know, always an interesting team.
Yeah.
But look, Wolfsburg's right behind them.
Yeah, for sure.
Know? So the race for, you know, the final, let's say, three spots, other than, you know, Bayern will be there. Mm-hmm. And Reggie, what about Schalke? Unbelievable. Schalke gets relegated.
Terrible. Joe.
They're done, right? They're relegated, and their fans dusted them with eggs, the players. Right?
Well, I don't know if you saw that, but it's not funny, but I get a chuckle out of it because
that's just
the person I am. But they took Mustafi and they took Kolasinac and they get relegated. So I don't know. I don't know if those are the players that you need to get yourself out of a mess or get yourself further into one, but look what happened, right? So
this is a team 2 years ago in Champions League stage, right?
They were always good, and they were always good. Huntelaar was always there, right? So
I think he's there now.
I think he's still there, actually. Yeah, for sure. So yeah. I don't know. It's a big fall from grace. Hopefully they don't they do what Norwich did and cap the players that they need to get back into the Bundesliga proper. So I hope they don't do a massive sell-off, and I hope players don't leave and go to other teams, because if that's the case, we might never see Schalke back in the A division of Bundesliga.
Again, I shake my head at that one, but it's football is a weird, weird thing sometimes. Strange lady.
Yeah, for strange sure. thing. For sure. EPL, Joe? Want to do that? Or we all know the first place. Yeah.
Yeah, we got that. Manchester City, we got that. And then, of course, I think United is firmly entrenched in second place. 7 points up on Leicester City.
Five wins in a row, Joe. It's crazy.
Yeah, Man United, that's five wins in a row. You're right, Reggie. You know, again, if there was ever a team that just – they remind me a little bit of – okay, they're not in first, but like Inter. They just keep winning, right? It's not like – they get criticized for, you know, not playing the best footy. And you know what? Like, you got to be doing something right now. And listen, I'm gonna give Inter credit here too. They just keep winning. Or I know they've drawn the last couple of games. But, you know, give Manchester United some credit here. You know, they're in the Europa League semifinal. They've won five on the trot, right, Reg?
Yep, for sure.
It looks like they're not going to go away from second. So Leicester City, Brendan Rodgers, 59 points in third place. You know, they are not going away. I think we had them, like last year they slipped out, right, Reg? They were in there for a bit.
Free falling.
Yeah. And this year he's, you know, got, you know, the team right up there. Thomas Tuchel, I mean, 55, tied with West Ham. I mean, that's, you know, in the Champions League semifinal.
That's the hardest working coach, man. Like we said last week, you got two teams in the Champions League semifinals. Yeah. My God.
And Reginald, West Ham Chelsea tomorrow. I mean,
that's going to be
talking about a massive match.
Well, tied on points, that's going to be a good game to watch too.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the race for fourth. And then I know you're so disappointed.
In what?
All right. Are we going here now? Okay, let's get to the table.
I'm confused. What's going on?
Well, yeah. Sure. Okay, Reggie. So again, we got West Ham at 55, Tottenham Hotspur 33 games played.
No news there, I guess.
Oh, man. Okay, Reggie.
Yeah.
Take off the
I will.
Arsenal hat.
I will. I will. When we get to it, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Okay. Okay. Jose doesn't make it past the year. I think Reggie called this, or somebody called it.
I did. You can check the tape. Okay. I said it. He wouldn't last the rest of the season, I think I said.
But would you do this? Would you do this?
No.
Right now, when you're what, Reg? Are they 6 days? How many days away? When's the Carabao Cup? It's like, it's this week, is it not? Is it Sunday?
Might be. Like, again, my team's not in it. I don't care, so I don't know. But it might be.
Oh, and I'm bitter.
It might be this weekend. I'm not sure.
It is Sunday.
Okay.
At 11:30 a.m.
Great.
Tottenham Hotspur. Yep. Mentatatiti.
Okay.
Right?
Is that the semi or the finals?
That is the final, my friend. Okay. All right. And so here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You're like days away from a final. Mm-hmm. Like, and we all know Spurs. Of course, Reggie knows. Mm-hmm. You know, dogging Spurs for trophy-less years. Mm-hmm. And you have a chance to win a trophy. Mm-hmm. You got to think something was like, there were some major, major issues there beyond even just the results. Because you're 4 days, he gets sacked 4 or 5 days before a cup final.
Well, Joe,
I just
Daniel Levy at Tottenham. Okay, I'm not going to say anything bad about an individual person, but I wouldn't have him running my company. That's me personally. The decisions he's made personnel wise have been head scratchers. And the last one that we can even remember and talk about is bringing back Gareth Bale for whatever reason. Not sure. Sell jerseys.
I'll do you one better.
I don't know what that one is. But I want to hit. I want to hit on Mourinho. So tell me, and then I'll come back.
Well, when you talk about head scratching decisions and you know, jumping the gun, like Pochettino gone, like you just gone.
Why do you fire that guy and to bring in the guy and then you fire him to bring on another guy who you're going to get who's interim right now, who's available for you to pick up for the beginning of next season.
It's a fantastic question.
And this is the thing that I don't understand about Tottenham Hotspur. Like, if you want to take, for example, Bayern Munich. If Bayern Munich is having the season, the same Bayern Munich team that is in Bundesliga in first place by 10 or 11 points or whatever it is right now, if they're having the season that Tottenham is having, sixth place in Bundesliga, losing, tying, winning, whatever it is, and you want to look at the coach and say, hey, man, our team is world class. Like, why are we in sixth place? It's on you. You're out of here. I understand that completely. But what I don't understand from Daniel Levy and the board and the guys that make these decisions is what team did you think you had in Tottenham? Did you think they were going to be better than at the beginning of the season? Would you have said they were going to be better than Liverpool?
No.
Would you have said they were going to be better than City?
Absolutely not.
Would you have said they were going to be better than Chelsea?
Close.
Arsenal?
Not better. I'm sorry to say, Reggie. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you have a team. If everything goes according to plan, we have Tottenham, even in your what you just said, we have them finishing third, correct? And I know that's a Champions League spot and all of this, but is that what we're gaining? Is that what we're going for? Because they made fun of Arsenal for years and years and years when we were finishing fourth. They called it the fourth place trophy because that's all we finished was fourth because we just wanted to get into Champions League.
Yeah, so, I want to hit on that, Reggie. I want to hit on that. We'll talk about that another day, and I would love to hear what the fans talk about this because, you know, Reggie, that's a good point. And not only in you know, your battles of North London, but this thing of like – just getting into Champions League. Like, and I'm going to talk about this. Yeah. You know, my team is the team I support trying to just get into Champions League. Yeah. You know, what's funny is if you're going to get into that dance, hopefully you're going to try to move and get up and dance with somebody.
Well,
that's my point. So can we get to that another day, Reggie?
Yeah, we will. Point. But it's a funny thing that getting into Champions League, especially if you're a team like if you're a team like Arsenal and you go through and you win the Europa League, that's fantastic. Now you're in Champions League. You cannot play Champions League with this team that you have right now. There's no chance.
And also, I'll make the same argument for AC Milan. There's not a chance that you're gonna go to play at the Camp Nou,
chance.
The Bernabeu.
Imagine the first draw. You get Inter, Barca, and Leipzig. That's your first group. You're not getting out of that.
No, you're not getting out of that again. And I give Inter more of it. I say Milan, no chance. Like Milan, no way. And this is what I'm saying. Like, so it's funny how that we got to talk about that. We'll get to that like in another show for sure. But you know, because this race for fourth, I get it. But what are you going to do when you're there, right? So anyway,
I just don't know what team these Tottenham people think they had that Mourinho couldn't coach them. I just don't know.
I think delusions of grandeur
over there, man. Like, they're not that good. They have Kerry Kane. They have Son. The defense is garbage. Wait. The defense is garbage. Maurice stinks. Like, come on, man. You don't have a good team.
Well, I don't know. Okay. I think the goalkeeper suspect. I think Hugo
very suspect.
Yeah. He's seen his best days. I believe that. He's just too inconsistent for me.
Right.
You're right. I think the backs are
terrible. You know, it's a terrible back four. Yeah. Terrible.
I thought Reguilon.
No.
You know, he just – no, I'm just – hear me out. I think he's been too inconsistent. I think he's a good player, but inconsistent. Mm-hmm. You're always waiting for Aurier.
The mistake, right?
So yeah, and it's just not there. Again, I just
– Eric you Dyer, Alderweireld. Like, give me a break, man.
You know, Reggie, I'm not going to knock the team as much because I think the squad – I mean, when I compare it to Arsenal, to me it's a better squad than Arsenal. Okay, it is. It is. I think a lot of guys underperform. I think Højbjerg was really good early, and then it dropped, and certain things happened. I think it's a Jose thing. You're right. I think there's something happens. And again, are we here to say that – can we honestly say that there wasn't a bust up between him and Levy? You know? Jose comes out and says, you know, okay, I'm going to steal this from, you know, Greg Brady, and he was talking about this on the Zone, and I agree with this. You know that Zagreb result. Reggie, this was a competition that could have sought, meaning the Europa League, Premier League team losing in that way, with all due respect to Dinamo Zagreb, in that manner. You know, they were supposed to, like, this is the team like Tottenham who's going to be like Arsenal. Maybe they could have met in that, you know, deep stages of the tournament. So I think that was the straw right there, Reggie. I think, and then when he comes out and says, you know, same manager, different players.
Yeah.
Right? He said something along that. I mean, again, is a manager asking to be sacked, Rich? I think
this guy is either the worst manager in football history or he's the smartest man in the world because he finds a way to have teams paying him 2 years after he's left the team. They're still paying him $10 million a season. Tottenham owes this man £20 million to not work for them. He did that in his last job. Did that at Real Madrid. He did it again at Tottenham. He's gonna be on. He's gonna be on, you know, what, Sky Sports doing the punditry and still being paid by Tottenham. It's probably the smartest thing I've seen this week. I'm convinced he does it on purpose. If he just comes in for a year, makes everyone hate him, and okay, fire me. Still gotta pay me.
Pretty damn good pundit, by the way. But, you know, just stick to that, like, listen, Jose's track record speaks for itself. I just think he's become, listen, I've said it on the show. I'm a fan of his career, of his, I respect.
Yeah, and also, Joe, but there's anybody that he was fighting with in the days when he was the manager of the year, the great, the special one, all those managers have retired. So maybe it's time, Joe.
Reggie, I think he's tired. I thought when he first came into Tottenham, it was a rejuvenated thing. I thought those players were you know, grasping at the chance to work with him because they wanted to, you know, be those winners. But I think what let them down is maybe Jose's lost a bit of the fire. And maybe not with what he says because, you know, you can say a lot, right? But I think, you know, putting in and the grind of working as a manager, maybe he's lost a bit of it because you know, Reggie, and I think that's what's happening. And because, again, his record speaks for itself. 20 to 21, whatever it is, 20 major trophies in football. It speaks for itself. Yeah. But I think sometimes you get, like, you know, that the flame burns out. And I think right now it's hard in this climate. Like, do you see him being back in the Premier League? I really don't.
Who's going to take a chance on him?
Yeah, and there's been rumors of him – you know, and I think it's always there that he's going to, you know, manage Portugal, but maybe not now.
I don't think so.
No. I don't know. But anyway, so Jose's out. Where does he resurface? You know, where's
Sky Sports, man? Sky Sports. Done.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, Reggie, we'll see. But again, the special one, is he, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Tottenham's in the Carabao Cup on Sunday against Manchester City. We know your prediction. You said 3-0 City, so let's get that one out of the way, right?
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I don't see City losing this match. Well, but by the way, I've been told. I mean, Reggie's being really good with his really well done and spot on with his predictions this year. I have been not so good, as a lot of people have pointed out. Thank you to the guys listening. So you know what? Sometimes you get them right, Reg. Sometimes you don't. So anyway,
I don't know about the sometimes you don't part. But anyways, we'll move on.
Well, this year, big man. So now, anyway. Okay. All right. Okay. We move on. We got something else to talk about. I don't know.
What do you want to talk about? Hang on. The races, TFC, Mourinho.
God.
The expert
knowledge that I got this week on this topic was outstanding.
Super
League.
I can understand where Perez is coming from, but the way they went about it is not the right way to go about it.
You know, Reggie, we used to have somebody who I didn't really particularly enjoy all the time on sports radio in Toronto here.
Oh, who was it?
Bob McCowan.
Oh, I hated soccer. That's why.
Right. But, you know, mm-hmm. He used to say, why do people always get into, oh, man, but we're going to lose money here, whatever. Guess what, guys? We've said this a couple of years ago, and maybe I haven't heard this take. Why are all of these fans of football teams, what do you want from your football team, Reggie? You want them to be fiscally financial? Financially, don't care.
You
know, fiscally responsible. Sorry,
don't care.
You know, what do you want, Reggie? What do you want?
I want to win trophies. I want to beat Tottenham twice. I want to go to Anfield and score 5 goals, and that's it.
You know, so you want your team to win.
I want my team to win. So lots.
It's not my position. And I've never see. But if we sign this guy for this mil, and then we can make up this debt, we sell him for them. Going, huh? What? And again, I'm not trying to be naive. I know teams need to be in a good financial position so that they can buy players. I get it. But I, as a fan, want to go and watch my team, whether it be, you know, the good old days. Remember those days when you can go and see your team play or watch them on whatever platform you're using, follow them, whatever, and see them win, play good football, you know, have a good product. You know, and challenge for titles, whatever it is. That's my concern as a football fan. So all these guys that we're saying, and I respect your opinion, talking about, yeah, but you know, you got to be fiscally responsible.
Somebody told you that?
Oh, no, Reggie, how teams are losing money and it's not fair. And you can see, and Reggie, I love your point. You can see what Florentino Perez is saying and Agnelli and all these teams. All 12 of them got enough. I got enough. You know, heat for all of them, by the way. I love how these we'll see they pulled out. Oh, they pulled out, so they're absolved of any wrongdoing here. BS. No chance. Right stop on. It. Well, my team was the first team to pull out, or this team was a stop it.
You pulled just out enough. Because someone else pulled out. That's
a joke. Listen, right? You get it. The teams lose money. That's not my position. Okay, to worry about you guys and recovering all this money. And I love how UEFA became. Wow, the knights in shining armor, were they? Are we for real here, Reggie?
Yeah, they're the like, worst of the bunch too.
Come on, guys, stop it.
I know Perez was looking at Champions League and looking at what, and this is the mistake most of the people make, even in your own personal life. You're looking at from the outside that, oh, they made $3 billion last year off Champions League, and the winner of the Champions League only got $20 million. Like, where's the rest of the money going? We deserve more. We deserve more. We deserve this. We should get this. We should get that. Yeah, and then Perez brings all his friends together and says, "Hey, you know what? They made this. They made this. If we divide it equally, this is what we should be getting. We're the top draws of this tournament, and this, that, and the third. And we should be getting this. It's crazy.
Don't you feel, Reggie, like this? You know, for years." And I know, like, Agnelli's getting a lot of crap, but saying, hey, listen, Berlusconi was the same when he was AC Milan's worst. Let's not.
Yeah, but the Juventus guy quit, didn't he?
No, he did. Now he's not. He's back there. Oh, he's back. Whatever. So, you know, here's the thing, Reggie. For myself, all of these clubs, it felt like, hey, maybe you shouldn't have publicized this. Like, we know what the end goal. We know that this is all about leverage, right? We get it. And a restructuring of the Champions League. Yeah. And we understand it.
Yeah,
but do you think you really should? Did they really believe that the fans were going to you know, not crowd. And here's the one thing that I got for a week. Could we all agree that fans matter? And in no other sport, and we said this years ago, that, you know, and we keep saying this, we're not the only ones. I'm just saying, me and Reggie have these conversations. Fans matter in football and more than like any other sport. Is that an easy, like, check the box statement that we can all say, yes, I agree, Reggie?
Yes.
Incredible. Fans drive this. So there is supporter sections, guys, not just sections in the stadiums, ultras and whatever, supporters, you know, factions in clubs that drive decisions. Let's never forget that.
Right.
Okay, let's never forget that. And good on the fans. And I'm going to say, a lot of pundits came out and said a lot of good things and stood up for football this week. Okay, I'm not getting up on my high horse. I'm just saying, you know what? It was good to see, right? I mean, you had a lot of people come out and say, this is not football. This is not what football is about.
Wow.
Okay? And I'm telling you,
it was taken to an extreme, I think. So,
with certain people, right? Are you talking about Carragher and Neville? And maybe that, are you saying that?
Well, no. I mean, what the teams did was taken to an extreme of how to get back at Champions League.
Yeah, I agree, because, you know, we had Neville. Because I'm going to say we had Neville.
That was fantastic. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought so too. Me too. I thought, you know, he spoke very well. And again, I know Jurgen Klopp was taking it back, and I think it was just because there's a lot. Let's the football people this week, Reggie. I'm not saying they didn't know about it, but you can tell that they didn't support this.
Klopp
didn't support it.
We talked about this on the phone.
Supported though, Reggie.
Why?
They might have known.
Yeah. Okay.
But they didn't support it, and I think I'm in it. Like, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, because Klopp came out, and again, I think it was Mr. You know what? Good for Jamie Carragher, and good for Gary Neville saying this. You know, when they responded to, you know, when they responded to Klopp responding to them, or especially to Neville, Gary Neville said, he goes, Jurgen Klopp's a great, great person, great guy. He goes, and Jamie knows him better, pointed to Jamie Carragher, and says, this is not him. You know, he doesn't believe, you know, it's misdirected. And it was. And I like that they acknowledge that, because football people are upset about this. You know, the guys and the staffers and the women, you know, the people that are in it, they are upset by this. And I know owners came out and apologized. Really heartfelt apologies.
Which owners?
Well, John Henry, right? You know, from Liverpool.
Okay, who else
came out? And I know where you're going with this. And you know what, Reggie? Maybe this is a good thing for Arsenal Football Club.
Explain.
Because, man, the fans really came out
openly
and gathered. Hold on a sec. Did they not? I'm going to ask you, because I don't know. And they're really coming after Kroenke, right?
Joe, he doesn't care. He's not in this to be – he came out and said, I'm not in this to win trophies. He said that 2 years ago. He does not care. He's an owner that's been to – he owned the team for a decade. He's probably been to 10 games. He goes once a season, and it's probably reluctantly he has to go over there. He doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
He put his son in charge of everything. This is what it needs. He put his son in charge of everything. Joe, you own AC Milan. You're giving it to one of your kids. Hey, you go run it. I'm going to be over here building a football stadium in Los Angeles.
A lot of these clubs are
rubbish.
I mean, I'll deal with AC Milan too. You know, Maldini came out and said some stuff. And again, I'm not going to say he didn't know about it, because he's also part of
Everybody knows about it. Everybody knew about it. But here's the thing.
No, but what I will say this, and not because he's runner, all these other, like Klopp, I support Klopp in saying what he said. The football side of this team, I'm sorry, of this issue, the football staff, they were unhappy with it. And I can say this, I'm not so sure. And Ivan Gazidis, who I've given a lot of credit, have I not, Reggie? Given him a lot of credit in terms of
the business side of this. He's a businessman.
Here's my point. I've given him credit after this stuff. Obviously, it shows your true colors here.
Right.
And it's misreading of what's happening. How can this be perceived in a good way is what we're saying. How can this be perceived in a good way?
Joe, you threw Florentino Perez came out and said, hey, guys, you can make $3 billion. And everyone's ears perked up. And that's all you need to know. It didn't matter about the history of your club. It didn't matter, you know, what the players think. It didn't matter what the club legends think. It didn't matter what upper echelon and the club thought, you're the owner of the team. You make the final decision. I can make $3 billion, €3 billion. That's way more than an American dollar. So yeah, for sure. We're in it. doesn't have any clue about, and I'm talking about Kroenke, any clue of the history of Arsenal. Nothing. Ask him who the captain is. Ask him what country he's from. Ask him who the leading goal scorer in Arsenal is.
I was going to ask you. It was on Sky Sport, and I forget who was talking about it. And they said, it was a manager. It was an owner that sat down in the box. And it could have been. Now, listen, here's the thing. It could have been a few teams, by the way. Mm. I was going to ask you. I wish I had the interview.
What's up?
But, they said, the owner sat down and said, which team is us? what color are we in? And again, telling of football today, isn't it?
That's foreign ownership, Joe. That's foreign ownership.
It's foreign ownership, yeah. And I think you could be a foreign owner and still know the history of the club. Like, for example, we've seen a lot of clubs with foreign ownership that's, you're a football person, you're a football, it's like this, people take, again, I look at it in Parma, a team that's going to get relegated, it seemed like, and gets an American owner who's all over this club and trying his best and at every match and so on. So, and Kraus there, trying. And then these 12 clubs, they let me down. They let us down. They let football down. And people mm-hmm. say, oh, you come on. Listen, I'm not an economist. I don't work for Forbes. I don't care. It's about football for me. This is about football. And for myself, for you, Reg, fans, we got let down with this. This is for me, I look at the results that all these big teams got this week, and it's got nothing to do with the players or the staff. It really doesn't, because they want to play football. Yes, they want to make money. I get it. But they want to play for the proper reasons. They want to earn their keep, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just it's mind-boggling. And if you look at the teams like, AC Milan, I'll deal with my team, hasn't been in the Champions League in 7 years. 7 years. We know what Tottenham and Arsenal are going through right now. Our sport has always been different. Are we perfect? Not a chance. You heard the other stuff too, and I agree with this, and I know you have too, Reggie. I wish we put as much of this, and energy into, ending racism in football.
Oh, you look
as we do into the Super League stuff.
Look how fast UEFA came and snuffed this out. But when racism comes up in UEFA, nobody knows what to do. But as soon as some teams win a league and create their own tournament midweek, wait. Everyone wakes up.
Yeah, action. It's disgusting. Exactly. So, yeah, like this is not, again, UEFA and FIFA, they're going to be our heroes now.
Yeah.
Listen, we know they're guilty of a lot and of a ton.
Yeah.
So don't tell me. And you know what, Reggie? I think for this to get at this advanced stage, you're telling me that UEFA had nothing, I'm not saying about approval of this, but no one was consulting this. Like, I'm not so sure about this.
No.
I'm not saying that they would want this, but something happened here. And maybe it was supposed to be kept between, closed doors, and maybe it got leaked somewhere else. I'm not sure. But this, to me, was not football. Football is on the field.
Well,
We're
on the other spectrum of this. We're the football guys, and on the very opposite polar end of this spectrum is the business guys, and that's where they are. So we can't see what they want, they can't see what we want, and that's there's no way to meet in the middle. So I'm glad all the fans got together. This is the first time, I would be in lockstep with a Tottenham fan, arm in arm, to fight against this. I would have, but luckily we didn't have to come to that. But I mean, I'm glad all the fans got together. There's going to be some more protests for tomorrow. There was a protest today in the Arsenal game before the Arsenal game at the Emirates, and there's going to be more protests, I believe, tomorrow at the Chelsea and the Liverpool game. So I'm just happy that, the fans got together and they're trying to get rid of this, because everybody, you need money to survive. I get it. I'm not saying run it on peanuts and split peas. I get it. But when that becomes the sole purpose of the club, you have an issue.
Got an issue, man. I just think what we learned from this, and what we learned from this, Reggie, fans matter. The fans' opinions and the supporters are the lifeblood of football. This is not being too romantic and being naive. No chance.
Yes.
Fans matter. Okay. They drive these clubs. And you know what? Like I said, I can't for the life of me. Okay, I asked you this question before. Is it tainted for you? Is it that your club is Zamalda's? Does it taint anything for you?
For me, it just confirms. Like before, last year, or even 2 weeks ago, even before all this came out, I want Kroenke out because we're just a cash ATM for this guy. He wants to take out money to do something in the States. That's what he does. Doesn't buy players. So if you want to buy players, you got to sell players. I'm taking my dividends. I'm taking my profit. I'm taking my bonus. And it's just, he doesn't put any money. He hasn't put a dime into the club. Okay. After he's bought it, he hasn't put a penny into the club. 2 weeks ago, I wanted Kroenke out because he doesn't care about the club. Now I want him out because he's greedy and doesn't care about the club.
And we know about it. Yeah.
And now we know about it, Reggie. It's confirmed now.
I'm all about the globalization of football in terms of it's a business and you have to do those things. I've been on here saying, wow, it's great that, you know, like a team like, again, I'll use my club as an example. Oh, they're really trying to, you know, modernize and get sponsorship and reach out to a global, like, you know, the branding stuff. I've talked about how successful Juventus has been in it, yeah. You know, obviously with getting, you know, one of the best players in the world, if not the best player in the world,
yeah.
Right? So I get it. I understand that. It's good. It brings attention. We need that. But guys, at the very heart of it is still the football, is it not? It's still the football. It's still the games. It's still the matches. It's still the performances. You know, that you can have all the sponsorship if you want and get all the sponsorship deals you want. But if you don't perform on the field, this doesn't mean anything. But what we've learned is maybe it doesn't for these owners. And that's what is eating at me, is that it is about the football. Let's not lose sight of that. It is about that, right? It is about that. You have to win. And people say, oh, they're trying to make like a North American sport. Well, wait a second here. What North American sport or team, that you, franchise that you know that wasn't, you know, like the Leafs before and the Cubs and all that stuff, eventually you have to try to win.
Right.
Because even when you're making profit, you get it. You have to try to win, because a winning team and a team that competes is always going to be better off in the profits than one that doesn't. It doesn't matter.
Of course. And I like that you brought up the fans, because I was just thinking the other day, actually, as I was driving home from work, it's just the fans do matter, because when, you know, imagine you have a 7 o'clock or an 8 o'clock kickoff here at BMO Field in Toronto. I don't know about you, but I take the train down. By the time I get to Union Station and I get on the train to the exhibition, the whole train is TFC fans chanting and slapping the glass. And by the time we walk through the tunnel and we see BMO Stadium, everyone's singing and chanting. That's what it's about. We don't go into the stadium to look at the balance sheet and say, okay, we're good. Okay, let's go home. We're fans of the team. We want to see the football. I don't care about your money. I don't care.
I want to win. My team's going to win.
I don't care about it. TurboTax can do it. I don't care.
I'm not saying that teams don't have to worry about that stuff. Of course they do. But never before has that been more. Like, this is so much in the news and so much in what people talk about their teams. You know, and listen, this can transcend all sports. You know, the cap, the this, the that, the cap. Yeah. I want to see my team play. I get that has cap to be worried about. I understand that needs to be taken into consideration, but I want to grab my beer, watch my team, yell at the screen, and then, you know what? Yeah, exactly. As it ruined my day, like it happened with me, Milan Sassuolo, right? Now I'm ranting. You know, that's what it's about, and it affected me emotionally, and it affected my mood, and so on.
Joe, half these teams get themselves in their own mess. Barcelona is in I thought I saw $1 billion in debt, but like, they get themselves into that situation. They get themselves in that situation.
I saw a great tweet about Real Madrid. Like, no, well, then don't go buy Eden Hazard for X hundred million.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, like, exactly. Guys, I don't. And again, I get so many people saying, oh, Red, you should have seen the stuff I was called this week. You know, like, I'm a communist, I'm a socialist. Oh, wow. I'm this. I'm like, what the? Jeez, man. Listen, I want to watch my team play football, and I want to watch good football. And yeah, this is like, you know, for football is, to me, is like, yeah, we want to win. I want to see beautiful football. I like to see this stuff. Again, this was a week for me and the timing of this was horrible, by the way. Mm. And I think, you know, a few people said this, Rio Ferdinand said, someone else said this. I know that, you know, a couple of pundits in Italy have talked about this too. You know, the boys, because Bobo TV, I know a lot of our listeners listen to them too, with Vieri, Cassano, Adani, and Ventola saying, you know, this is garbage. Like, this is not football. You know, listen, people make money in this. I get it. We understand. But for the fans, and when you listen to teams and supporters in England and all over the world, in Italy, Spain, you name it. And they're supporting third and fourth tier teams, right, Reggie? Mm-hmm. And that's they're living and dying by those teams. We don't hear enough about that.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's always about the top tiers. You know, yeah. What about those fans and those clubs and the clubs in the championship divisions that might not even make it through and all that stuff? And we're worried about this here.
All they have to pin their hopes on to play a Manchester United or a Chelsea or an Arsenal, big clubs, is the FA Cup. You know?
Yeah.
Arsenal's coming to our stadium to play. Oh my God. The whole town is buzzing for a week. As soon as the draw happens, they're buzzing.
You know, Reggie, your boy Wrighty, who wears his heart on his sleeve. Ian Wright, Arsenal legend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I felt sorry for him today, Reggie. He was upset, obviously. He was dejected. And here's my point. As he doesn't play for the club anymore, right? But he's always a gunner. He's made his money, you know, international player. Like, he's legit, man. And here he was. He was like a fan today, working as a pundit. But he was, you know, leaning forward in the chair, hand on his head. And like, you know, this is an excuse. Like, again, you saw his passion and his emotion come out. He's still a fan. You understand what I'm saying here, Reggie?
So
again, that's how much we are connected to our teams. And you said, you know, it doesn't matter. The owner's worried about the bottom line. Yeah, great, great. And how much did we make today? And, you know, are we getting the sponsorship deal? Of course, important. But look at that. So he's still connected to it. And what he said this week was great. Said, you know, the beauty of the Champions League of European football, whatever it is, in his career, he only played AC Milan twice. And he goes, that's what made it more special.
Yeah.
Because you're not always going to get those chances to play.
Exactly.
And you might only have, Real Madrid only played, they only played AC Milan this many times in the Champions. Barcelona only traveled to Juventus, you know, this many times. A city, yes. We want to take away the mystique is what I'm saying, Reggie. We want to take away the chance, the opportunity, the things make it so special. You know, if I eat steak every single night, you know, I'm going to get used to that, right? But if I have it once every while, you know, I'm going to really appreciate it.
Right.
Anyway.
And it's the players like that. It's the players like Ian Wright, like you're saying, that say, I only played AC Milan twice, but I got to go to the San Siro. How many players can say that? I played in San Siro. I played at in the Bernabeu. I played at Camp Nou. How many players can say that? And these are the nights that these players actually do look forward to.
And let's remember, Reggie. Let's remember that the Champions League, even in itself, the old European Cup, was expanded to include more teams.
Well, it's going to expand again, right?
It was only the top two teams and so on. So again, Reggie, we know what's the bottom line, Reggie.
Money.
We said it. Money is absolutely the bottom. No. It is. It is money. the bottom line means money, baby. But like, the Champions League is going to be, you know, this is all going to be sorted out in terms of everyone's going to try to get a piece of their pie. Right. We get that. I don't want to know about. I don't want to know about that. As long as the essence of competition. And these great stories. That's what I want to see. One of the greatest things, and Reggie, we were along for that ride. We were commentating on this whole year, that Leicester City run.
Yeah.
Right? The beauty of it is that it only happens once in a while.
Right, exactly.
Like, you know, that's the beauty of it.
The amount of teams that have won the Premier League, I think it's five since it's been around. Like, I think it's 20 or 25 years old. Only five teams have won the Premier League.
Dilly D, Dilly Dum.
There you go. And one of them's Leicester.
Anyway.
And if I might be wrong, but I'm close on the stats, so take it easy.
Your point is taken, right? I know, exactly. Point well taken. Reggie, we can go on about this forever. Forever
and ever and ever.
We will get back to it and ever and ever. Sorry, Reggie.
Or maybe six different teams. I forgot Liverpool. Maybe six.
How could you? Anyhow, Reg.
Yeah.
This week, we have Champions League football coming up. You have Europa League semifinal. Mm-hmm. I will continue to suffer with my team. Mm-hmm. The point, Reggie. What's the point? This is football. It's about the games. We know what's missing, and you know if there's an element of football that's been missing, or the element that has been missing in the last year and a bit, we know it's the fans. So let's make that about the fans. So if you support a team, if you're a supporter of football, you know, and you. We're upset by this and so on. We feel for you. And like I said, we want to just enjoy the beautiful game.
Well said, Joe. Well said. I'm all talked out, Joe.
I'm done. TFC against
Whitecaps.
Whitecaps tomorrow. It'll be on Saturday. We'll check it out. You know, again, guys, please, please, please check out our guys online at Soccer Max. Talk to Max. We hope that our lockdown, you know, ends soon in terms of we get the results we want and everyone's staying safe. And of course, thank you to our boys and our guys at FTF First Touch Football. Guys, football is for us. Let's never forget that.
I can't wait to get autographs from my three favorite players: Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. Guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.